What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. I just want to encourage you to get excited about beauty. Yeah, that's right. I said beauty. I want to share with you the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 11. He makes all things beautiful in its time. What does that mean? That everybody will have a turn for beauty. You should get excited about that. That means it's not always going to be an ugly situation. It's not always going to be like this. Things will get better. There will be beauty for ashes. So today, I just want to encourage you to think about your moment in time that is coming, that beauty is coming your way. I am so excited. Let's check out the definition of beauty. But before we start that, let's lift up this beautiful prayer to our beautiful Father, our good Father. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your word that never comes back void, which means even things that don't look good. What do you say? All things will work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So thank you for this message of hope today. This message that just lets us know that there is a time for beauty, even in the darkest moments. So we speak light to dark moments right now. We speak peace to warring moments right now. We speak stillness to busyness right now. And we just speak healing to pain right now, to sickness right now. And we just speak love to any hatred right now in the name of Jesus. So God, have your way on this message. Heal, deliver, set free. Make a new mindset, make a new thought pattern, a new wine for a new wineskin for this new day. So thank you for your promises in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 that promises us that you make all things beautiful in its time. So thank you that the time is now. Thank you that 2020 will be the year of the vision, that all will see the beauty in situations. So I thank you for beautiful eyes, beautiful sight, beautiful situations, a beautiful life. I thank you, God, even right now, for the beauty in this moment, the beauty in this moment of revelation, that we can take our thoughts, that we can take our words, that we can even have a beautiful heart by decreeing and declaring out of the abundance of the mouth, that right out of our heart, that's what's flowing out of our mouth. So I thank you that we will speak what you speak, and all of it works together for the good. So today I speak life over all situations right now in the name of Jesus, God. So we just ask you to have your way, and that you would do something new on this message. Do something beautiful on this message. Give people thoughts, ideas, revelations, something supernatural. Allow that to take place on this beautiful Pure Truth message. So we thank you, God, and we trust you, and we are excited that your word will not come back void. You keep your promises. You are a way maker, a miracle worker, a light in the darkness. You are beautiful, and we serve a beautiful God. So I thank you that even an image, when we look at ourselves, we see beauty, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So today I am praying a supernatural realization over you, that you will realize how beautiful you are, how beautiful the God you serve is, and that you would be prepared to receive the beauty in every situation. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. So this Pure Truth session is so super lit. And when we think about the pure truth on beauty, you know, you guys heard that before. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And also, I want to give you the definition of the word beauty. So beauty is a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the senses, especially the sight, right? So get encouraged, right? beauty. What does beauty mean to you? Get encouraged, because it's a song. Y'all know this is Holy Hood. Y'all know I'm Lady Ty the Great. It's a song, a rap song that be like, it could get ugly, it could get ugly, right? And that just came to my mind on here, because yeah, it depends how you looking at situations. Even in the worst of things, God has promised us. That's why it's so important to hold on to your hope, to hold on to your promise. It's so important for us to share what we believe. It's so important for you to stick with what you believe. It's easy to begin to believe lies, right, and things that's not true. That's why you want to be established. You want to be on a solid ground. You want to be unshakable, unmovable. You don't want to waver back and forth and be double-minded and be seesaw going. You up, you down. No, you want to know that, yo, no matter what I'm going through right now, if I'm going through a volcano situation, what word do you apply to that? Psalms 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Like, hold on to that word. That's what I'm telling you. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard it gets. What's that movie, Five Heartbeats? Like, have fun and enjoy life because it's all good. That's the basis of this message. It's not going to be long and deep because I want you to get off this message and get a pen and paper and maybe the negative thoughts and negative things you was thinking about. Maybe write down five things that you think, oh, it's so horrible. And I want you to write, after you write down those things, put a big X over it and just say Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. God makes all things beautiful in his time. Even the ugliest and the darkest moments will be made beautiful. So that's your pure truth message. That's your pure truth session for today. The session is you're going to exercise the greatness because you're going to speak greatness over every single situation. So be encouraged, be excited, and most of all, be beautiful. Don't be just beautiful in the light. Be beautiful in the dark. What does that mean? Be integral. You know what I'm saying? Be a person of truth. You know what I'm saying? Line yourself up with the way that God would do things. And if you find yourself in a situation where you've done something that you're not too proud of or that's not too great, repent. You know what I'm saying? And find word that can help you get out of that situation. Find a cause to be out of that characteristic. If you got a bad habit, switch it to a great habit. How are you going to do that? By implementing awesome habits. Like, if you haven't read that book, Seven Habits of Effective People, Highly Effective People, that's a great book. You know, if you haven't been getting up early, get up early. If you haven't been exercising, exercise. But occupy your time implementing amazing disciplines. And that's what I love so much about the Discipleship Course Master Life. It teaches you daily disciplines to be more like Christ. You can say you have a Christ-like mindset, but have you changed your personality? Don't just be Jesus-y on your Facebook Live message or when you're in front of people. How are you with the people that you love the most? How are you on the inside out? So be beautiful on the inside and outside. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, speaking beauty over you. Trust in the Lord to give you beauty for ashes. So I love you so much. I pray that this message encourages you and that you know that you are amazing. And God loves you and he's got more. Don't give up. May your hope be restored and may your heart be renewed. And even situations where y'all hear me hollering, repent, church, right? God is even going to make the church beautiful in his time. But in the meantime, your girl, Lady Ty, going to tell him to repent. So the repent message is for all of us. If you didn't, what's not right, let's do right. Bottom line. Okay, it's again about God's mission, not our personal missions. Make your mission his mission, which is the Great Commission. So we are praying for the missionaries that's really out there and spreading the word of God, getting their head chopped off. And we are praying for everybody, for one another. So it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, believing in you and trusting that God is going to make all of these situations beautiful. So beauty, 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 beauty. You are beautiful. You are so beautiful to this pure truth session and me. Have fun in life, enjoy life, live today, laugh a little, and let somebody see the love and light of Christ through you. You be the example. Some people never read a Bible, never go in a church, but they will experience you. Can they experience God through you? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Excited for this beautiful year, 2020, the year of the beauty, the year of God's glory. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Check, check, check. And I'm out. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You can do it. Later.